Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The Trouble with Flying.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Flying just isn't fun anymore. Fares are higher, food's not included, there's never an empty seat, and now planes aren't even taking off. American says it'll cancel more flights today to reinspect wiring. It called off 500 of them yesterday. Other airlines have been canceling flights too. What is going on here? Dan Gretsch looked into it.
Wondering if your flight is canceled? Just call American's 24/7 worldwide reservation line.
Thanks for calling American Airlines. All of our representatives are busy at this time. If you need to speak to someone, please try your call later.
But airline consultant Daryl Jenkins says instead of blaming American Airlines, look to the government.
I think it's official now that the FAA is really way off its rocker.
He says the MD-80s are being grounded to comply with technical FAA regulations, not because of safety.
This could have been done during overnights. It could have been done methodically over a couple weeks without inconveniencing anyone.
Jenkins says American can earn up to $20,000 in revenue on each flight. The cancellations come at a time when the cost of jet fuel has airlines counting every penny. American reports its first quarter earnings on Monday. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Citigroup is supposedly close to a deal to sell billions of dollars in loans and bonds. That'll help clean up its balance sheet. But it's not helping the Dow much this morning. So far, stocks are down 3 points on the Dow to 12,573. The NASDAQ has dropped 7. The S&P 500 is down 2. In Asia today, the markets closed about 1% lower, and European shares are mixed so far. Shares of BHP Billiton fell a couple percent in Europe today. BHP is the world's biggest mining company. It's based in Australia. Rumors are flying that China might buy a stake in BHP. That could screw up Billiton's plans for acquiring its rival Rio Tinto. We're joined now by our correspondent in Shanghai, Scott Tong. Scott, why might China want a piece of a big mining company?
Well, China's like any other country that it doesn't want to be too dependent on imported anything. I mean, this is an unsettling time for an industrial country like China because prices are just sky high. Copper is up fivefold. Steel went up 70% last year, and it might do the same thing this year. Coal contracts tripled in price recently. So it's kind of a nervous time to be a country that has to use so many raw materials, all kinds of metals in the world.
And we're talking about just China's growing insatiable demand here?
Well, it's an ongoing industrial revolution. Some people talk about China is going through the transcontinental railroad and the interstate highway system, and it's building an Erie Canal all at the same time.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.